From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. A new study says pollution is the world's number one killer, causing one out of every six deaths. That was about 9 million people in 2015. The study, published in the journal Lancet, said the overwhelming majority of pollution-related deaths comes in developing countries, where authors say leaders are more concerned about building their economies and infrastructure than environmental regulations. In what's becoming a contentious political issue in the United States, U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis said the military is investigating the deaths of four American soldiers in Niger earlier this month.
And the loss of our troops is under investigation. We in the Department of Defense like to know what we're talking about before we talk. And so we do not have all the accurate information yet. We will release it as rapidly as we get it.
The soldiers were killed earlier this month as Islamic State militants ambushed U.S. and Nigerian forces during a firefight that also killed four of Niger's security personnel. Senator John McCain, a frequent critic of President Trump, is threatening to issue a subpoena to get more information about the incident. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is heading to the Middle East Friday, attending the first meeting between representatives of the governments of Saudi Arabia and Iraq, exploring ways of improving relations between the two countries. Tillerson will also meet with Qatar leaders and U.S. military officials in Doha to discuss counterterrorism efforts and other issues before visiting India, Pakistan, and Switzerland. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News. In a break from longstanding tradition, two former U.S. presidents have weighed in on the current state of American politics in what's being seen as a rebuke of Donald Trump's administration. Neither George W. Bush or Barack Obama mentioned Trump by name, but their messages seemed directly aimed at him, and they were not positive messages. Former U.S. President George W. Bush was in New York on Thursday.
We've seen our discourse degraded by casual cruelty. At times, it can seem like the forces pulling us apart are stronger than the forces binding us together. We've seen nationalism distorted into nativism.
Bush later added that bigotry seems emboldened. Former President Barack Obama was in Virginia.
Instead of looking for ways to work together and get things done in a practical way, we've got folks who are deliberately trying to make folks angry.
While the two former U.S. presidents appealed for an end to divisiveness, Trump this week claimed that Obama, Bush, and other former presidents had not reached out to families of fallen soldiers as he is doing, an assertion that is not true. At least two top U.S. officials say North Korea is likely just months away from being capable of striking the United States with a nuclear missile. CIA Director Mike Pompeo told a forum in Washington on Thursday that North Korea is so far along that now it's just a matter of thinking about stopping the final step.
And it is the case that they are close enough now in their capabilities that from a U.S. policy perspective, we ought to behave as if we are on the cusp of them achieving that objective.
U.S. National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster said later on Thursday that Washington is racing to resolve the situation short of using military force. A senior North Korean official on Friday said that Pyongyang does not plan to discuss its nuclear program with the U.S., insisting that Washington will have to put up with the reality that it poses nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina tells VOA that President Trump needs to keep military force on the table, at least theoretically.
Trump's got to convince the region that he doesn't want a war, but if there's going to be a war, it's going to be over there, not in America.
These comments come as tensions between the U.S. and North Korea have been steadily rising. The Los Angeles Police Department says it has opened an investigation into movie producer Harvey Weinstein after an unnamed Italian actress made allegations of sexual assault. Weinstein also faces sex offense allegations in New York and London. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.